This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on August 4th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 big hours. It's Monday night. The time is right for trivia. We have a straggler. We have bumper stumpers. All the artists have something in common. Yeah, all the songs do as well, actually. And when you don't know my bumpers, most of the time, you have no idea about the theme, almost all of the time, and you have no idea about my straggler question, well, that's 50-50, then have your own category, and sky is the limit with that. Everybody knows something about something, or if last resort, take 5x5. Yeah, we ask 5 questions. You have 5 seconds to answer them. If you get 3 out of 5, actually 4 out of 5, we've increased that, 4 out of 5, you win. All right, so that's the deal, and we thank Laura for giving us the great idea, which was wonderful. We also thank Lisa for some of her questions. So all's ready. Now, as far as that straggler, you've had a week to think about it. 1 out of 5 adults do this every day. Do what? Or don't do this. You know, it depends if you want to phrase it in the negative. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is 20% of us don't do it. So 1 out of 5 don't do it every day. Let's say that. All right. So I know, clear as mud. But either way, you get the idea. What is it? If you don't get it, well, we reveal it at the end of the night tonight, because we don't ever put you in your misery for more than an extra week. So that's the deal on that. So yeah, 20% of all American adults don't do this every day, or do this every day. Either way, depends on how you want to word it. All right. So Barry in New Hampshire, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Would that be prey?
No, it would not. Interesting. Yeah. I have no idea what the numbers are on that. So,
okay.
All right. So we're going to do 5x5 tonight?
Yes.
All right. You ready?
I am.
How many stripes on the U.S. flag?
13.
Okay. In commercials, how do you spell relief?
I know that. Rolaids.
Yes, okay. Yes, R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Yes, all right, good enough.
Yeah.
All right. What product is the quicker picker-upper?
Bounty.
Yes, all right. Let's see. One more. You just got to get one more. Which Western star was born Marion Morrison?
John Wayne.
All right, we have a winner. Hang on, don't go away. All right, it's just that easy. So that's 5x5, and that was Laura's contribution to the show, and a great one it is. The questions are deceptively easy, sometimes maybe not, but you got to get 4 out of 5, and you get 5 seconds of each to answer. All right, so 888-876-5593. Otherwise, as I say, we have our straggler. You've had a week to think about it, and what is it 25% of us do or don't do, depending on how you word the question. Either way, every day in the United States of America, 1 out of 5 every day. All right, so that means if we look at it another way, 4 out of 5 do it. Yeah, but 1 out of 5 don't. All right, what is it? 888-876-5593. And it's reliable, too. Well, as reliable as any of these surveys go, which, yeah, I'll leave that to you, actually, to kind of parse. But other than that, well, you know the deal with trivia. We need your participation. And when you don't, I usually find things to talk about. But I'd rather not to prattle arm. But it would have been Louis Armstrong's 124th birthday today. I should say Louis Armstrong, because he didn't like Louis. He liked Louis. All right, born in New Orleans in 1901. Yeah. Frankie Ford would have turned 86 today. Yeah. And born and died both in Gretna, Louisiana. Yeah, the West Bank there. All right. Ellsbury Hobbs of the Drifters would have been 89 today. And sadly, we were talking about this just last week. He died in 1966, throat and lung cancer, just 59 years old. And, of course, he was a part of the second version of the Drifters. Yeah, the Five Crowns, as far as that goes. And, he actually only made it a year with the new and revamped Drifters because he got drafted. And they got Tommy Evans from the original Drifters to replace him for a while. Yeah, there's enough Drifters to populate a phone book. All right, so Timmy Euro would have been 85 today. What a voice. What a terrific voice. And sadly, could not stop smoking. And it cost her life. So that's the deal. Died in 2004 in Las Vegas of throat cancer. I think she was 63 at the time. All right, Scott is in Oak Lawn. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. So you're going to guess on a 1 out of 5 adults?
Yes.
All right. What is it?
Okay. Well, we'll start with snoring.
Nope.
Use courtesies.
Nope.
Please and thank you, as an example. Use turn signals.
Nope.
Call off work.
Nope.
Lock the doors.
Nope. One more. Big finish.
Nope. No, that's all I got.
Oh, it is? All right.
Six.
Oh, was it? I thought
yeah,
that was 5. Okay, well, I missed one along the way, but no.
Well, I kind of ran one into the other.
Okay. Well, very good. If you think of more, you call me back. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you for your time.
All right. Good deal. Bye. So, 888-876-5593. Lisa is in Dundee. All right, Lisa, thanks for calling.
Oh, thanks, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right. So
good.
We're going to do Seinfeld trivia?
Yeah, I'm thinking about Seinfeld.
All right. And you got
And then request a song if possible.
Okay, what do you want to request?
I'd like to hear Marvin Gaye, Got to Give It Up.
Oh, all right. Later, Marvin Gaye. Okay.
Yes.
Give it up. All right. You will hear that probably tomorrow night.
Okay,
right,
perfect.
So,
Thank you.
Now I have to come up with Seinfeld trivia. All right.
Yeah,
well,
I'm trying to think of something new for movies, but I haven't really come up with anything yet. So
all right. Well,
I'll try Seinfeld.
Yeah, why not? All right. So let's look at the fun trivia questions, and they have tons of quizzes, and we'll take this this multiple choice gem. Let's see. Now it's gonna give me 10 questions. All right. Oh, that's interesting. See, I wouldn't have known this. All right, so most sitcoms involve a plot and a subplot in their half-hour duration, actually less with commercials. Typically, on Seinfeld, how many plots run concurrently on one show? And we'll give you choices. 4, one for each lead. 0, there never was a plot. 1 main plot, 2 subplots, or 2 main plots intersecting several times?
I would say 0. The show is based on not having a plot.
Actually, 4, one for each lead.
Really? Oh, dear.
Seinfeld broke the mold, having at least 4 plots in each show, one for each lead character. While the structure has been copied by subsequent sitcoms, few, if any, could match how the 4 story threads could be interwoven. The Seinfeld writers were masters at this. Sometimes it was very subtle, but still effective. Examples include key phrases that would appear in disparate storylines, e.g. sleeping arrangements, a euphemism for something else, would crop up in 2 of the parallel threads. A minor character would appear in 1 thread in a certain role, but the same character would appear in another thread in a different role. One of the best examples is Season 5, Episode 14, The Marine Biologist. Jerry was worried about his favorite T-shirt, Golden Boy. Elaine was having problems with her electronic organizer. Kramer hit golf balls into the ocean. And George dated an old school friend who now, thanks to Jerry, thinks he is a marine biologist. How these four threads were interwoven and played out need to be seen to be believed. Suffice it to say.
I've seen that episode a couple times.
So there you go. So then you understand
Perfect.
It. All right.
Yeah, I guess I was mistaking. You know, they always say it's a show about nothing.
Yeah.
But obviously it does have plots, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, all right, I'll try again next week.
Well, I'm so glad you knew what it was, because to me that was 60 words in search of a sentence.
Oh, yeah, no. I understand it.
All right, good deal. Thanks, appreciate
it. Okay, thanks.
All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Let's see. All right. Dan is in Westmont. All right, Dan, welcome to WGN Radio. Are you there, Dan? Dan, going once.
I don't hear anything now.
Well, I hear you fine. I hear you just fine. I don't know what is wrong. We'll put Dan on hold, and we'll have John and go over his phone with him. All right, I have no idea, because we heard him. You didn't hear anything now. Alex wants literature. Naoto, of course. It'll be Myers-Briggs, don't you know? And Cindy wants Bewitched. There's room available for you. There's one bumper stumper coming up, the first one, actually, so I don't expect you to know a theme, but you should know the song, and a wonderful one it was. And our question, 1 out of 5 adults do this every day, or don't do it every day, depending on if you want to word it positively or negatively. But basically, 80% of adults do it. 20% of adults don't do it every day, every single day. All right. What are they doing or not doing? All right, WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That record makes me smile every time. I don't think you can be unhappy listening to that. Who are they? Well, maybe that's all you can be, depending if you don't like doo-wop. But for the rest of us, it's a fine song from 1964. Who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, can't talk about a theme yet because you've only heard one record. But as far as that goes, you should be able to tell me who that is. Well, or not. All right, so now we're going to talk to Naoto in Japan. How's it going, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, and I really like the song you just played. It's really an energetic song.
Mm. All right. Well, now, last week we were talking about types being attracted to other types. And this is Myers-Briggs, of course. And what I was looking for this week, I wanted to find a type that was most attracted to the same type, but it didn't exist. However, in the process of looking for a type attracted to the same type, I found one type that their strongest sexual attraction is to their polar opposite. All right? So in other words, they have absolutely none of those four letters in common, and that's what they go for. So what type likes these very different types for, you know, how else would I say that? There you go.
Yeah. Oh, this is really difficult one, too. But I would say, I think they actually intuitive, like,
All right, well,
the second letter is A.
Yeah, well, we'll start with the first one. You know, if they're an I, then they're attracted to an E. If they're an N, they're attracted to an S. If they're a F, they're attracted to a T. And a P, they're attracted to a J.
Yeah,
so,
I think I got that.
So what type is it that's attracted to their polar opposite?
Yeah. Oh. I would say INFJ?
Nice, but no. ISTJ. ISTJ are most attracted to ENFPs.
Oh, I really didn't know this.
Yeah, I have no idea how they know this. I'm sure it was a survey, and I hope a lot of people answered. I don't know, but that's what they're saying. IST 20% of the ISTJs listed themselves as most sexually attracted to ENFPs. Then 16% were most attracted to INTPs. But yeah, 20% wanted their polar opposites.
Oh, so my uncle is ISTJ, so maybe I asked him.
Yeah, ISTJ, yes, absolutely. They love ENFPs. Well, now we settled that. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the question.
All right, good deal. So it's hard to come up with these questions, but Nyota loves Myers-Briggs, so we try to do that. All right, so we're going to come up with Betty Grable trivia for Dan, who John says is there but is having trouble hearing us. Well, you're going to have to listen carefully, Dan. We'll do it right after the news. Cindy wants Bewitched trivia, and Alex wants literature. All right, we can do all of that and more, actually, plus another bumper stumper. That's right, maybe with two. Well, the theme's still not going to be apparent, but maybe you'll know the artist. It's from 1961. One, and it's a female. All right, so on that note, it is Monday Night Trivia. One out of five adults do this every day. And as I say, when I look at this question, if I had to word it, and I didn't, I'd say one out of five adults do not do this every day. But however you word it, you know, positive or negative, 20% of adults don't do it or do it. You'll figure it out. All right, or not, right here on WGN Radio.
Shh. Please don't talk to the lifeguard, please.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, it's not Diane Ray. It's 2 years earlier than that, 1961, that the song was originally released and recorded. So who is that? Yeah, and it's somebody known for other hits. Well, sort of. But yeah, that was the first version of that. Tell me who it is. That's all you got to do. Now, what they have in common, what she has in common with the first group, well, I leave that to you. All right, now, we're talking about a variety of things. We got a variety of people, and Alex in Round Lake wants a literature question. How's it going, Alex?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. I got a question that I know will be very easy for you. You ready?
Well, you always say that.
Well, this will.
But...
Yeah, I'd be very surprised.
Okay.
What novel begins with the following line? If you really want to hear about it, the first thing you'll probably want to know is where I was born and what my lousy childhood was like.
Catcher in the Rye.
Absolutely. I told you you'd know. All right. Good deal.
Thank you. Yes.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, Catcher in the Rye. That's exactly how it begins. All right. So, 888-876-5593. We put Alex on hold, and we see about Dan in Westmont. Now, Dan, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right. And you want a Betty Grable question, don't you?
You got it.
All right. Well, I had one picked up. Now I got to find out what I did with it, because I liked this question, too. So, oh, here we are.
Okay.
All right. All right. So as you probably know, she lied about her age for her first uncredited role. She made her film debut as a chorus girl in Happy Days in 1929. But
yes.
What I want to know, what was her first credited role?
She did a lot of bit parts, but I know in the 1934 Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movie called The Gay Divorcee, she did get billing in that.
Yeah, and that was her third one. The first one was Probation in 1932, and then Cavalcade in 1933, and then The Gay Divorcee and Follow the Fleet in 1936.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah, but yeah, she had very, very little to do with those first couple ones. That's I know. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't get it.
Well, that's all right. There's always next week. We'll have plenty of questions. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All right, good deal. So yes, Probation was the first time she actually got a film credit. And yeah, they were absolutely minor roles. All right, so let's talk to Brian and Joliet. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Raleigh. Thank you. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, I can't complain.
That's good.
All right.
Well, may I try Chart Toppers, please?
I love it. All right, so we're going to try This Week in 1965.
Yes.
All right, let me get the chart out. And I was just filing charts the other day. So, all right, here we are. We have got the first week of August, 1965. Number one. I'm Henry the Eighth, I Am.
Herman's Hermit.
Absolutely. Number two, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Rolling Stone.
Number three, What's New Pussycat?
Tom Jones.
Number four, Save Your Heart for Me. Was on Liberty. Snuff Garrett produced it.
I don't know.
Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
Oh, okay.
Number five, I Got You, Babe.
Sonny and Cher.
Number six, Yes, I'm Ready.
Barbara Mason?
Yes, absolutely, an Arctic. Number seven, I Like It Like That. And, of course, it's a remake of a Chris Kenner song.
Dave Clark 5?
Absolutely. Number eight, Caramilla.
Oh, Jay and the Americans?
Yeah, absolutely. Number nine, I Can't Help Myself.
Oh, The Four Tops.
Right. And number 10, oh, God, Don't Just Stand There. World's Worst Soliloquy.
Tell me what?
Yes, what?
What? Yeah. What can I do?
Yeah.
Addie Duke?
Absolutely right. No wonder she was depressed. Yes, you are a winner. All right, good deal. Absolutely good deal. I like it. 9 out of 10. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Yes, exactly. Tell me what. Yeah, that's what I wondered. What? Yeah, man, oh, man. That had to be torture for that poor woman. All right, we'll get to our Bewitched trivia. And Don wants World War II planes. And we'll see what you want coming up. Now, again, I've got a question. And it's going to be revealed at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it. 1 out of 5 adults do this every day. Or, like I say, the question really should be worded, 1 out of 5 adults don't do this every day, because 80% of adults in America do this every day, but 1 out of 5 don't. So what is it that they're not doing? All right, and you word it any way you want. The answer's the same. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. Next Bumper Stumper coming up in moments right here on WGN Radio.
I only want to
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, who are they? And what do they have in common with the other two we've played? All right, 1967. So, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see what we're doing here. I believe we have Bewitched trivia. We have World War II trivia. Scott's got some guesses. All right, let's talk about World War II airplanes for a moment. Don and Beloit, you'll know. Hello, Don. How's it going?
Hey, good.
Okay, so what?
Would you mind playing a Marsha Ball song this week?
Okay, yeah.
I listened to a whole bunch of her albums this weekend, and I wrote down some that, and then I lost a piece of paper
Foreclosure on the House of Love is my favorite.
She's got so many great albums. Her voice is just so amazing. Well, she was supposed to play here for 3 or 4 gigs around the area here, New Glarus to towards Rockford, and then she just canceled. It was just announced she canceled because of her health. Something came up. She got sick.
Sorry to hear that. All right.
Yeah.
So you're good at this. You know all these World War II planes had nicknames. What was the P-47's nickname?
Well, we just did that one.
Oh, we did?
The jug. Yeah, we just did that one.
Okay, well then
the jug or the tank buster.
Yeah, the jug, absolutely. All right, so, all right. So let's
see. While you're thinking, could I ask you about, is this 1 out of 5 adults or just people in general?
1 out of 5 American adults.
Okay.
You know,
is
so
this,
not
saving saving money related?
It is not saving money related.
Using a cell phone.
Nope.
Showering.
No.
Skipping breakfast, like 1 out of 5 skips breakfast.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. 20.
I can't believe.
Yeah, 20% of American adults skip breakfast every day. Every day.
Okay. Well,
now, what this means that shocks the hell out of me is 80% of American adults do it. They eat it. I don't know anybody who eats breakfast.
Of course, I try to remember, but it's usually coffee and nothing else.
No, I mean, I don't know anybody who wakes up before the crack of noon like me. So, you know, breakfast is out of the question anyway, no matter what you call it. But yeah, apparently 80% of Americans are eating breakfast every day. 20% are skipping it every day. And not just occasionally. This is 100% of the time.
I think you should give John a big bowl of oatmeal.
He doesn't like oatmeal.
Okay.
All right. So
well, thank you. I guess we can skip the World War II question.
Damn right we can, and I'm glad because I don't know what else I'll come up with. You're absolutely a winner, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay, thank you
All right, very good. Yes, 1 out of 5. Skip breakfast every day. All right. I got another question. So here you go. You ready? Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that out of 100 hitchhikers, only 4 could claim this. 4 out of 100. Yeah, that means 96% of them couldn't claim it, but only 4 out of 100 could claim this. So that's Arizona Hitchhikers. Claim what? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. All right, so now, I don't know what this means, but of course, I go through life saying that a lot. Dan is a first-time caller, and it says trivia of his own. So Dan in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio. What do you mean?
Hi, Raleigh. I was going to say brush your teeth, but the question got answered, and unfortunately, I'm driving home, and I couldn't think of any trivia. So I will hang up and listen for my answer, as they say. I don't use my Bluetooth in my car, so I don't know how to hang up my phone.
All right, well, I'll hang up.
I apologize, but I enjoy your show. I love it because it is not, I love music, and it is not political.
Yep, so. We aim for that. Absolutely, and I hope you're going to call me again.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
I will.
Have a nice drive. Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so
okay,
good
bye.
Deal. Yes, so Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 could claim this. Claim what? 888-876-5593. We'll also do Bewitched Trivia. In fact, we got time for Bewitched Trivia right now, actually, now that I think about it. So, Cindy, are you there?
Yeah, I thought hitchhiking was illegal. Maybe in Illinois, hitchhiking is illegal.
Well, it's not illegal in Arizona.
Well, the only thing I could think of is, I don't know if this would be the wrong thing to say, but, like, not citizens?
Nope.
I can't say it. I don't know. That I wouldn't say.
Okay.
But then anyhow, I'm an ISTJ, and I was attracted to my total opposite. I'm a, like, nerd, like, school nerd, and he went to high school twice. He had to take every class twice.
Okay.
And then he couldn't learn from a book, but he gave me a book. He must have read it. He read the book about the culture of Enron.
Okay.
And he gave me a book about the culture of Arthur Andersen. And I know he read Dick Carle's guy that was the Buckingham. He read his book.
Okay.
Carle gave it to me. But then anyhow, that's about it. And I want to call you tomorrow about putting cameras on buildings. And about the technology and what's true about it. Now, I wouldn't understand everything you say, but just a little guidance. But then, anyhow, I'm ready for my Bewitched trivia.
All right. Probably the biggest change in the entire run of Bewitched happened in the third season. And I'll give you 4 choices. In the third season, Darren and Samantha got a new house. Filming was switched from black and white to color. The show went on hiatus for a period of time. Or Mrs. Kravitz did not appear.
Okay, it's either they bought the house when they first got married, so I know it's not that one.
Okay.
And I remember the episode where the mother and Dora and the daughter are like, putting awnings on it, and Mrs. Kravitz is going nuts. I would say it went to color right away. And then I would say Mrs. Kravitz didn't appear.
No, it actually didn't go to color right away. Filming switched from black and white to color at the start of the third season.
Okay, I knew I was wrong.
But that's all right.
I knew it.
Good deal. Talk to you later.
Well, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, good. Okay, I'll look forward to it. Thanks. All right, so, that was the deal. Let's see. Kevin is in Colorado Springs. He knows a bumper. All right, Kevin, what'd you hear you know?
Yeah. Dawn in a good time.
Yes.
He's so good to you.
Yes, absolutely. And poor Don, you know, Don was a member of the Kingsmen, and he would have gone on to Louie Louie fame, but he was a kid, and his father said, "You are not touring with these people," and that was the end of his... That was the end of it.
So
yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. So he later formed Don in the Good Times and said to Dad, "I will too, Tor." Not that it mattered. Or so.
Yeah, that wasn't a very big hit, was it?
Yeah, no, but it was a wonderful record, I thought.
Yeah, it sure was. I thought so too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know whatever happened to Don. He was living in Portland. I should look him up. I'll have some intel for you on that. But in the meantime, you're
what
a winner.
What year did that come out?
67.
67.
Yep.
Oh. Yep. I think KYSN, our top 40 station, played it some, but I almost don't remember it. So.
Well, it was one of those things that it actually probably, the kid's name was Don Gallucci, by the way, and I'll look him up because not everybody's named Don Gallucci, but there were like a dozen people in this group, including some of the Kingsmen like Jack Eli and all that. So you got a lot of different people in the group, but nonetheless, that's the deal there. Now, I know we were going to talk about something else and I've completely forgotten what it was. All right, so... Yeah.
Okay.
I'm lucky I know where I am. It's like that.
Okay.
All right. But I'll see if we can find Don Gallucci. But in the meantime, you are a winner. So hang on. Don't go away.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good deal. So, yes. Yes. So what did happen to Don Gallucci? Where did he wind up? I don't know. And because I think that he was producing records, but that would have been early on, too, like 1970 or so. But what happened to him after that? All right. I should say, for a moment there, Don and the Good Times tried to be psychedelic. Yeah, they renamed the group. They were Touch. You don't want to hear about this. You really don't. All right, let's just stick with I Could Be So Good to You. All right. We've got more bumper stumpers coming up, and there should be a theme maybe becoming apparent. I don't know. But Dee Dee in Milwaukee wants to guess on a bumper. So, Dee Dee, what did you hear?
Well, good evening, Raleigh. Hope you're doing okay, and hi to everybody. Now, this one, was this the one that he guessed the first one, bumper?
No, he guessed the third one, Don and the Good Times, I Could Be
Yeah, I thought that could be that. But see, I was almost borderline with the association because of those harmonies, you know, that harmony thing. But I want to guess, did I hear, and I could have the Three Stooges put a pie in my face, but I probably don't have it right. Would that be Connie Stevens?
There was no Connie Stevens.
Okay, no Connie Stevens. Was there Johnny Maestro for the first one?
No, and they'd be impressed that you mistook him for Johnny Maestro, I'm sure.
I did. Oh, Raleigh, don't forget my, unless I missed it, the K-Star Wheel of Fortune.
I played it.
Oh, you did?
I must have been
multitasking as usual.
Yep, I'll look.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I'm going to tell you when I played it, so you'll get an honest answer here, but
okay.
I absolutely played it. I must have been multitasking when I walked out of here. let's see. What night was it? All right, I got to look up K-Star to do this, I guess.
Probably, maybe Friday. No, Thursday. It probably was Thursday or Wednesday.
Let's see. Now here's, okay. All right. This was July 22nd, The Things I Never Had, but I played.
That's okay, Raleigh.
I can't find it, but anyway, since I can't find it, I'll play it again, but I know I played it.
Oh, yay. Right. My grandma will hear it in heaven, my nanny. Thanks,
there
Raleigh.
You all right,
love
thanks
you,
for calling.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right, so I don't know. All right, we're out of time, by the way. I blew the break in the news, and we'll talk after the news. There's two more hours of trivia.
He's mine, so fine. If I sun don't shine, I'm gonna love him till the birds stop singing, the bees stop buzzing, and the bells stop ringing. He's ready. Whoa, 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 he's ready. He's good, so good. I'm running in circles and knocking on wood. When I touch him, my blood starts boiling, my skin starts crawling like the sky. He should have been the teacher in a loving school. I want to kiss him till my lips stop burning, my heart stops yearning, and the world stops turning. He's ready.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else we're playing? 888-876-5593. All right, so found out about Don Gallucci, the guy from Don and the Good Times, who used to be in the Kingsmen. In fact, when you listen to Louie Louie, the opening organ, that is Don, and whose dad said, you are not going out on tour with him. So in any event, he did more stuff in the music business, nothing that remarkable, though some people feel that his group Touch was the first progressive rock album. I'll leave that to you. Hilarious stories about producing Stooges, you know, with Iggy Pop and all that. Iggy was none too pleased. And then, though, Don went into real estate. He changed his name to Caverhill. I don't know why. But he went into real estate, and this guy did well. I mean, really well. And looking at his Beverly Hills home that was listed for $8.5 million a while ago, it was a nice house, a sculpture on the hill, actually. And, yeah, very, very nice. And nice other property out in near Palm Springs and stuff like that. So he's doing just fine, I guess, and I think he's retired now. But, yeah, that house was, the Joshua Tree house, that was $8 million as well. So he wasn't starving. All right, good for him. So there you have that. So I followed through on something, which is really hard to believe, but true. Now we are talking. We're going to have some Brady Bunch trivia with Eric in Santa Monica. Karen in Madison wants medical trivia. We got that too. And Jan in Dallas we'll get to next. She's got some guesses. All right. Now my question: Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 of them could claim this. Claim what? All right, so we have, Jan in Dallas. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you. They own a car?
Nope. Oh, that's funny. That's, you know, that's so logical, isn't it? No, that's not it.
Thank you.
Thanks for trying. All right, yeah, that's an inspired answer all the way. Yeah, right. All right, so Karen in Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
So, okay.
We're going to do medical trivia?
And yes.
Okay. What is the most commonly diagnosed autoimmune disorder?
Lupus.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, I guess I didn't think very long. I just picked an answer.
No, well, lupus is in the top five.
Okay.
It's RA, then psoriasis, Hashimoto's, thyroiditis, then lupus. So
whoa.
There you go. Yeah. Then,
well, thank you.
All right.
That gives me.
Thanks
okay.
for trying. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks.
All right.
Okay.
So good deal.
Bye-bye. I'll talk to you again.
You too. All right. So that's the deal there. You know, I was going to ask her a pharmaceutical question, but then that kind of morphed into that. So we're going to do some Brady trivia. And interestingly, Eric in Santa Monica, are you with us?
Yes, I am. I'm on the Raleigh James and her Monday night trivia games.
Okay, good deal. Well, you watched the Brady Bunch from the beginning, right? You know all the episodes, right?
I think there was 117 total. I think I have seen them all.
Okay. Well, in the first few seasons, there was one entity that was featured that disappeared, and they never explained what happened. Who or what was it?
I'm going to say that was probably the Shaggy Dog Tiger.
Yep.
And he was in those opening episodes in those first few years. But I think actually they had I heard Susan Olsen, who played Cindy, talk about it one time that dog actually got replaced because, unfortunately, as sad as it is, I think that original dog was hit or got out in the street or something.
Yeah.
So that was the demise of that. But they had another dog replace it, but the other dog wasn't quite as trained as well or something, and they really had some difficulties working with him, according to the cast.
So they just did away with him and never explained it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I was kind of worried because the last week you gave me a Brady Bunch trivia that was really, really out there. That was a tough one. So I thought, what the heck is she going to, how is she going to top that?
Yeah.
How is she going to come up with something? But actually, that is, not many people, I don't think, even people that watch the show wouldn't be, like, tuned into that. but I'm just such a geek over it. Like, I pay attention to the, I put attention to detail, you might say, when I'm watching the episodes and stuff, because they still come on the MeTV network and everything on Sundays, and they're on the Catchy Comedy Network on, what do you call, on Saturdays.
Okay. All right.
But, hey, I got a song for you.
Yes.
Remember we talked about Robert Lamb,
yes,
some of his solo projects, right?
Yes.
And you were interested, I remember, you said something about you were kind of curious about his Bossa Nova.
Yep, right.
Release. Well, this one isn't from that, but this one, I don't know if anyone's heard it, except maybe 13, 14 other people besides myself, but it was from his original solo effort called Skinny Boy, was the name of the album. And that song actually appeared on Chicago 7 as well. But there's a song in there. You got to play it for me, please.
Okay.
It'll change your life, Raleigh. It's called Temporary Jones.
Okay.
I envy Temporary Jones, a restless soul nobody owns. And that's just one of the lyrics. But I believe, don't quote me on this, but I think, and you could check it, Terry Kath played bass for Robert on that particular song and maybe other songs on that album. I want to say maybe he played bass for all the songs.
Okay.
But I just don't have the total recall at the moment, if that's true. But I'm pretty sure that he did. But that might be something to check out.
It's
very evident because you'll hear the bass talk to you on this song, Temporary Jones.
I will do it. You will hear it tomorrow. Right, you will hear it tomorrow night. Came out in 1974.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm going to try to call you tomorrow night because I want to talk to you some about D.B. Cooper.
Oh yes. Absolutely. Talk a lot about it. Yes. Are you part of his group? You know, there's a Facebook group for D.B. Cooper.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah.
But I have been fascinated ever since I heard about it as a kid, you know, or like late teenager, whenever, I think it was early 70s when it occurred, the hijacking and everything. But the whole scenario, the whole story and the mystery,
yeah,
in fact, I don't think, they still don't know.
No, of course not.
If he's alive or anything, right?
No, but, you know, the many people have been fingered as being Dan Cooper, but nobody has proven anything yet. But every year or so, and there's actually conventions every year about this, and all about Northwest Flight 305 out of Portland. And so, yeah, literally annual conventions. So you betcha. And people have come forward saying they have the parachute and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But so far, other people have said, yeah, he was a relative of mine. But none of this has been proven. And every few months, I get another email saying, oh, here's who it is. So we don't know. But there's a lot of candidates. So, yes, call and we'll talk about who they are.
Yeah. You know, Raleigh, the thing is, I just marvel at the guy's kind of, even though it was a crime, I still got to marvel at the execution of it.
Absolutely.
And everything about it, the planning, the detail, the whole bit.
It caused Boeing to redesign the plane because the way he was able to escape, of course, was through that rear stairway that came down. And so they did away with that.
Yeah, I mean, he actually caused change in the airline industry.
Yep.
I want to ask you tomorrow, and I'll let you go. I mean, I don't want to hold it up for everyone else tonight, but I want to hear about him, the person. Like, I don't know much about his background.
Well, we will talk about that. But remember, none of us know too much because, of course, we don't know who he is. And so you got a lot of people who are investigating it. But, you know, if you believe that he is one of the candidates is Richard McCoy, if you believe that, well, we could tell you about who that is. But we don't know that that's actually who it is. And so there are, you know, we can go over some of the candidates, but as far as who it really is, we don't know. It was Dan Cooper on the ticket. D.B. Cooper was just a mistake by a journalist. But there is no Dan Cooper. Obviously, it was a pseudonym.
Where did the DB come from?
A mistake of a journalist.
Oh, so everyone kind of just ran with
that. Yes, absolutely. But the ticket itself said Dan Cooper. Yeah.
See, I didn't even know that. That's the new thing you just laid on me right now. But
call. Hey. We'll talk about it. Okay, thanks.
Oh, for sure. So, as always, a pippy blast.
All
Thank
right.
You.
Hang on. We want to confirm that address. Eventually, you get something. Don't go away. All right. Emphasis on eventually. All right. So, we put Eric on hold. And yeah, there's the CooperCon every year. They have a convention. I've always kind of wanted to go to that. But if it is the guy I was talking about, McCoy, he has an interesting background. So, I don't know. At my other studio, I actually have reams of information on this because it comes up from time to time, but I probably will be able to give you enough just off the top of my head. Stan in Dearborn, Michigan knows one of the bumpers. All right, who did we play?
Well, the first one I know, the first two I know. The first one was Should I Cry by the Concord.
Absolutely.
On Epic in 1964.
Yes.
And then the second one I know is, and I have to admit that I did have this record at one time, Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard by Andrea Carroll.
Absolutely, yes, yes, the girl who did It Hurts to Be 16, yes.
Yeah, It Hurts to Be 16, I think, was on, Think Label, different label.
Right.
But this one was on Epic from 61.
Right.
So I'm thinking that... because last week it was so obvious, I missed that. Like you said, I kicked myself after finding out last week's. And I figured these are probably all on Epic.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
And hopefully people will be somewhat surprised of what showed up on Epic. You know, I mean, the Concords was surprising me. Of course, I recognize their relationship to OK, but these were actually on the Epic imprint, all of them. So good deal. All right, Stan, hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, absolutely right. The Concords. I think that's just the best. Wonder Should I Cry. All right, so 888-876-5593. Well, our theme's been gone, but there'll be another bumper stumper coming up after the news, and maybe you'll get that Philadelphia. That's right, Philadelphia on Epic. All right, so Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers, found out of 100, only 4 could claim this. Yep, the other 96 could not. Claim what? 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so that is the deal on Monday Night Trivia. If you don't know my bumper stumpers and you don't have any idea about my questions, have your own category. Sky's the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. Yeah, so whatever it is that floats your boat, ask a question about it, and we will provide something. Yeah, that will show off your innate knowledge and let you strut your stuff. It's a deal you just cannot resist, I hope. So 888-876-5593. Other than that, let's see what else. We'll look again at this date in history. Though I got to look up the deal on Mercury retrograde. I think it ends. Well, I shouldn't say that. I thought it ended on the 11th, but I'll look and make sure that I'm right on that. In case you're counting on me for that, and also when the next new moon is, we'll go over that. But it was on this date in 1940 that a new show was introduced by CBS Radio, Crime Doctor, and it was about a doctor, obviously the main character, who was a victim of amnesia. He once was a criminal, got hit on the head, and suddenly began to work as a crime fighter. I don't know. All right, I'm going to look for that, actually. Why not? Lately, I mentioned before, I go to YouTube and look for things when I'm trying to fall asleep that are not so boring that my mind wanders and I'm in trouble, but not so interesting that I get spellbound and don't go to sleep. You know, all that stuff that's in the middle. Usually it's like near-death experiences or whatever. But lately, psychic detectives. And, you know, they're all loosely based on true stories as far as that goes. And it's interesting to hear those. But I thought, well, maybe I'll try Crime Doctor, add that to my repertoire and see how that goes. It was this date in 1957 that the Everly Brothers were on the Ed Sullivan Show. First time they sung it publicly, Wake Up Little Susie. And stations banned it, which I thought was crazy. Yeah, but it was controversial, don't they know? On this date in 1965, Shindig had the Dixie Cups. I'm gonna get you yet. That's what they sung. And where the action is in 65. And by the way, Don Gallucci of Don of the Good Times, he worked on Where the Action Is for a while. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs doing Woolly Billy. Mel Carter doing Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, the old Karen Chandler classic. And something else that never was a hit. And a year later on Where the Action Is, Marvin Gaye was on there along with Martha and the Vandellas. So that's the deal there. If you want to do charts, that's fun. If you want to do lyrics, that's good. But, you know, everybody knows something about something. And doesn't matter what it is, we'll find a question for you. On this date in 1967, that Gene Pitney makes good in their hometown. It's always good when you can go back home when you're a star. And this was the case in 67. Began a month-long tour in Hartford, Connecticut at the Bushnell Auditorium. And he was on stage with the Happenings and the Buckinghams and the Music Explosion and the Fifth Estate, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, and the Easy Beats. Yeah. All right, so there. What else do we have? Something from the Kiel. Man, that Kiel Auditorium in St. Louis had some of the best acts, and that was really true in the 50s, but even in the late 60s. They did the Motown Review in 68 with the Temptations and Martha and the Vandellas and others. So yeah, a good date it was on August 4th. So other than that, it was August 4th that Western Movies by the Olympics entered the top 40 chart, 1958. Yeah, and also entering the chart that week for the first time, Bobby Day's Rockin' Robin, right? And Willie and the Hand Jive was peaking. It was got up to number 9 on the pop singles charts. Probably the biggest pop hit for the Johnny Otis Show. All right, so we got Tim in Shreveport. It's been a while. So, Tim, welcome back to WGN Radio. How you been, Tim?
Oh, doing good. How about yourself, Riley?
All right. What you been doing with yourself? You've been away. We haven't heard from you.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I've just kind of been out and about and just enjoying the good life.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we can do here. Let's see. What is the most... how do I word this? Let me see how I can do this. What FM radio frequency has the most amount of radio stations? 417 radio stations in America all are on this same frequency.
Okay, let's see. Same frequency, it's got that many radio stations.
So let's, before you guess, let's parse it. Remember, if they have that many stations, they probably don't have a lot of wattage, some of them.
Right.
Okay. So you can take it from there.
Alrighty. I want to say
92.1. 88.1. Yeah, it's in the non-com. Absolutely, the non-commercial band. Yeah, that's why I said, think about it, not a lot of power. All right, so yeah. more stations on 88.1 than any other frequency in the United States.
Well, who would have thought that?
Exactly. But I was counting on you to think of it. But that's all right.
Yeah, well.
Well, if you call back, we'll give you another question. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Okay, good. So good to hear from Tim. It'd been a while. So let's see. Oh, we're going to do Star Trek, the original. Well, that's after the news, of course, because that's coming up in moments. Maybe it already came up. I don't know. I must have not went to a break or something.
Oh!
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It is Monday Night Trivia. We have a question out there if you'd like to try to answer it, and that is, this is, Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 could claim this. Claim what? So 96 couldn't, 4 could claim it. All right, so that's our question, our last bumper stumper. You know it's on Epic. We've already had an answer for the theme, and it was from 1956 on Epic. Who are they? They're from Philadelphia. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, Mark is in Aurora. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
So we're going back to Star Trek.
Yeah, and I'm riding an elevator right now.
Okay. Well,
I just went downstairs to get my mail.
All right. So, I guess we're doing
hopefully,
well.
Hopefully the signal won't go out.
Well, I'll find out. I'll find out soon enough. How many?
Yeah, I'm getting out in the hallway. I'm getting out in the hallway now.
All right. So
we're all set.
Clearly we made it. All right. So original Star Trek.
Yeah.
In the trouble with Tribbles, why did why did Scotty get in a fight with the Klingons?
Oh, this is a funny episode. He gets into a fight with the Klingons because they insulted the Enterprise. They called it a garbage skull.
Yep, there you go. Yes, a garbage scow. You're absolutely right.
Garbage scow. Right. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Scotty threw the first punch.
Wow.
And Captain Kirk sent him to his cabin, and he said, "Well, thank you, sir. Now I can get caught up on my technical journals."
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, hang on. You're a winner. Absolutely. Good luck on that mail. All right, so now, 888-876-5593, courtesy of Laura, we have 5x5, and Paul from Woodstock wants to do it, and we've got questions from Lisa. Are you ready, Paul?
I am ready.
Who wrote the poem The Raven?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay. There are 3 U.S. states that end with a letter I. Name one of them.
Hawaii.
Okay. Can you name the other two?
Missouri and, not coming up with the other one right
now. That's all right. Mississippi. All right. But very good. All right. What vegetable is used to make pickles?
Cucumber.
Absolutely. Who's on the $1 bill?
Washington.
We have a winner. All right. You did it. Hang on, Paul. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So there you have it. 4 out of 5. Nice. All right, so see, that's an easy way to win, really. Margarita's in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. How are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, thank you. Okay, I'd like to try the question of the 4 out of 100.
Yeah, what do you think?
Have never hitchhiked before?
No, that's not it. What else you got?
Cannot drive.
No, that's not it either. Got more?
I should have written my answers down because I was thinking of them. Now I can't, you know, get discombobulated when you get on air. I've never hitchhiked before. Don't drive. Don't have a driver's license?
Nope. Keep going.
Are unmarried?
Nope.
Ooh.
But if you want.
Didn't finish high school?
Nope. Okay, that's 5. Give me one more.
I've never been out of state?
Nope. All right, think about it and call me back with another 6. Thanks, Marguerite.
And thank you.
All right, appreciate it. All right, so yes. Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 could claim this. 96 could not, but 4 could claim it. All right, what is that? We got another bumper stumper that will come up before the end of the hour. And yes, I picked it out, too. And as we know, it's on Epic, right, from 1957. Yeah, and a fine little record. Then we got 4 for next hour. But that's my question, and otherwise, it's up to you. So 888-876-5593. Strut your stuff. Everybody knows something about something. It was on this date in 1954 that Shaboom was the number one hit. Yeah, I wish I could tell you it was by the Chords, but we're talking pop hit, the Crew Cuts cover. Yeah, as far as that goes. Well, you knew that was going to happen. But on this date in 1958, Ricky Nelson had his first number one hit, Poor Little Fool. How about that? And I think that it also, on this date in 1954, launched Billboard magazine's Hot 100 weekly chart, because they, you know, they had different machinations of how that chart would be done in the 50s. And the one that we later came to know, and did come to know, was the Hot 100, debuted the same week that Ricky Nelson was number one with Poor Little Fool. All right. So now, interestingly, you know, of course, about the Purple People Eater and Cheb Woolley, who hated rock and roll. But there was somewhat of an answer record. Good old Joe South, who would have hits in the 60s and, of course, wrote a lot of stuff. But the Purple People Eater meets the Witch Doctor in 1958 and got all the way to number 47. Yeah, also in 58, Chantilly Lace, the big bopper, entered the chart. What's the B-side? The B-side is the Purple People Eater meets the Witch Doctor by Big Bopper. All right, so Joe South did all right that year, and much better in years to come, obviously. So, what else can we tell you? I believe that we're going to do Gunsmoke TV trivia with Laura and Splains. Gunsmoke, huh?
Something different. No, yeah. I think I'm setting myself up here because there's 20 seasons.
20. All right. Well, that's pretty good. Is that the longest of anything?
I think The Simpsons or Grey's Anatomy, I think those beat them out now.
Oh, man. All right. So let's talk about Gunsmoke trivia. So
While you're looking it up, thank you, Lisa, for your contribution. Makes my life easier.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Yes.
She's awesome, yeah.
All right. All right. So in 1967, due to low ratings, Gunsmoke was going to be canceled, but CBS president William Paley stopped it. He reversed the decision, even though the network had said it's on the cancellation list, and he moved the show. Winds up back in the top 10. Where did he move it? From what to what?
Oh, darn it. It's either like Saturday to Monday or vice versa.
You're right on Saturday to Monday. Absolutely. And by the way, what show did he cancel to do it?
It's in my head somewhere. Does that count?
No, you won already. You don't worry about it. So this is just for extra credit. You won. It was from Saturdays to Mondays, and they canceled Gilligan's Island to make room for it.
Oh, well.
And it worked. It went back into the top 10.
Cool.
All right, so you're a winner.
I still watch it every day. Okay.
Do you really?
Hey, I do.
Wow.
I do.
Wow. All right. All right.
Hey, well, here's the homework assignment for James on the South Side.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, well, it's an article. I don't even know if I want to read it, but they're asking for animals in the Denmark Zoo, people who want to, like, surrender them to shelters. Instead, they want them donated so that they can teach their big animals how to hunt.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Including horses. Yeah.
How? Well, you know, I've always said the heck with the right to bear arms. They should arm bears. But, you know, I've never been totally serious about that, of course, although I like bears. But
I don't know the details.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, dear. I'm looking it up. I know the details.
Yeah.
Oh, this is terrible. The zoo is looking for guinea pigs, rabbits, and chickens as possible donations. They will euthanize them and use them as fodder.
Oh, euthanize. Okay. Well, that's
a... Yeah, right. At least they're not having anything run after the chickens, right? No, so...
Well, they're not sick, though, so they're not really being euthanized.
No, they're being murdered.
They're just being killed. Yeah,
yeah. That's absolutely right. Well, that's Copenhagen. So, yeah, they want small pets as food for predators. Well, I guess if you hate your neighbors, you might want to donate their chihuahua or something. I don't know.
But they'll take horses. They will take horses.
Well, they're not going to... they'll take horses to be donated?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
But no.
They have to be healthy, too.
No. What will they do with the horses? The facility's interested in receiving horses, but they have to be healthy. What? Man, oh, man. Something must be in the water. They're looking for captive predators. All right, then. Yes, if you have a healthy animal that needs to be given away for various reasons, feel free to donate it to us. Yes, we'll kill it. Ah, geez. I don't know what to make of this.
I do.
Yeah, right. Well,
you're not getting my babies.
Yeah, right, right. Well, exactly. All right. Well, on that note, I'm sure I could have gotten three trivia questions out of that. All right.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right.
Okay, hang on, but I think Johnny has my address.
Okay, well, he'll confirm it. Don't go away. All right, so yes, indeed. No, that's terrible about the zoo. Just terrible. All right, I'll regroup. Yeah. Horses? All right, so, well, maybe the Brady Bunch dog could have gone that way, the second tiger. All right, we got another bumper stumper, like I say, 1957 coming up. We're still working on our question, and we're hoping you will call your stuff to strut your stuff with something. Well, look, Laura knows all about Gunsmoke. You know about something. What is it? WGN Radio.
Charades, 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 were you just playing charades? Charades, 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 were you just playing charades?
I fell in love tonight at the party, and here's how it came. Playing charades,
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 when you were playing charades with me.
Charades,
charades,
charades, when you were playing charades.
When you acted out, I love you sincerely. Was it what it seemed to be? Or just charades,
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 were you just playing charades with me?
Charades, 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 charades.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your bumper stumper. All you know, 1957 on Epic, but who were they? All right, so 888-876-5593. I got a question, and that is, Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 could claim this. Claim what? All right, so Dave is on the north side. He wants Flintstones trivia there, Dave.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. So, here we go. All right. In the episode Holly Rock, Here I Come, Wilma and Betty enter contests, which leads them to Holly Rock. Once there, a director sees Wilma and thinks she'd be perfect as the wife in the show. What's the name of the show? The Big Mouth, the Frog Mouth, the Loud Mouth, or the Hog Mouth?
She was the Frog Mouth?
Yes, absolutely right. And do you know what happens in the episode?
Fred and Barney go to California, and he hears them yelling, and he makes Fred the star?
That's absolutely true. That's right. Fred comes into the studio, starts yelling at Wilma. The director loved him and immediately hired him as the new Frogmouth. All right. Good deal. Hang on, Dave. Don't go away. All right, so there you have it. All right, now 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. So you got my question, you got all the bumper stumpers, we got 4 more coming up next hour. You know they're all on Epic, and other than that, that's it. Yeah. So you know the deal with Monday Night Trivia. I need players because you know if I'm asking the questions, it's just bad form if I answer them too. Yeah. Randy DeBarge will be 67 tomorrow. Yeah. Co-wrote and sang with Elle on I Like It, a fine song. Lucille Ball would have been 114 today. Yeah, hard to believe. All right, so what else do we have? Demita Jo would have been 95 today. And there's a name you don't hear. Although, you know, she did some stuff on Epic. I almost used that, and then I thought better of it and figured, nah. So you'll hear what I came out for the final four, and we'll see what you think of any of those. So what else do we have of interest? Sammy Smith would have turned 82, and you're saying, who's Sammy Smith? Help Me Make It Through the Night. That was just a huge record. She actually was of Apache descent and became an Apache activist, started a band, Apache Spirit, and had a cattle ranch in Bristow, Oklahoma. Sadly died in 2005, only 61 years old. It was emphysema. Yeah. William B. Williams would be 102. That's right. He, of course, on television. Television, on radio, the make-believe ballroom, WNEW. And he was fired there and went back to WOR and then back to WNEW and all that. And he's the guy who dubbed Frank Sinatra chairman of the board, and in some ways kept Sinatra's career going in the 50s when it was otherwise dead and buried for a while there. And died in 1986, 3 days shy of just his 63rd birthday. So that's young. All right, so Karen in Madison's got some guesses, and I, for one, am glad to hear it. All right, Karen, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, I'm Ben. Yeah. I don't have a lot, but how about Never Got a Ride?
Nope.
It isn't it?
No, you got anything else?
Looking for Hemlock.
Nope.
Did you ever find any?
Hemlock.
Do they have any in Arizona?
I have no idea. This is not something I'm really looking for.
I know it's in Colorado, so I just took a wild guess.
Hemlock. You know, I've never been interested in looking for hemlock.
I know. I just heard about it, but I didn't go looking.
All right.
Okay, well, that's the only two I could think of. I just wanted to try and see.
No, that's good.
I thought it would be a good, you know, that they... Because you're out in the desert, you know. And how about, got bit by a scorpion?
No. Oh, that's interesting. At least I know we have scorpion. Near as I know, hemlock is like Europe and North Africa. I don't think any of the American states have hemlock, but you never know.
Colorado.
Oh, yeah, has hemlock?
And it's poisonous. Well, it's poisonous. Paralyzes you and kills you.
Right, it's poisonous no matter where it is. That part is true, yes. But I didn't know they had any in Colorado. Well, like on the side of the road? That's usually where it likes to grow.
I know somebody that just bought 2 acres because there's hemlock on it. And all you have to do to, you know, anyway.
Why on earth would someone want to buy land with hemlock on it?
Well, it's just so you don't suffer. She's been through a lot. So when her time is up, she bought an acre with hemlock on it. She's got a tree sitting there because all you have to do is own a piece of property and then you can, one of the laws, state laws is, you know, you can use it and go. I mean, we have a law.
Yeah, I would think there would be easier ways to do yourself in than having to do that. You know, those trees can grow, their plants actually, can grow to 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
And
she showed me a picture of it.
Oh, yeah,
she got it off Zillow.
Right, right. No, they can grow to 8 feet tall, and they smell really musty. I've never known anybody who was hunting for hemlock, but once a year the fruit matures, and we're getting into that season right now.
Yeah, she's happily going through a lot of problems.
Oh man,
she wants to do what she can.
Well, and that's fine, but you know, all she'd have to do is go to Oregon. I mean, it's legal in a lot of states. But all right,
well,
good
but
deal.
You have to, you know. So anyway, one quick thing I heard at the beginning: Karen Reed wants her SUV and her cell phone back. And I'll just leave you with that.
Okay, good deal. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Yeah, I don't blame her. All right, we're in the news as usual. I completely blew the news. Sorry about that. So we'll pick it up afterwards. If you're listening on the stream, of course, if you're listening to WGN, you're hearing the news, so I'll stop talking now.
Oh, do you know what it means to be emulsified now?
Now.
I want to tell you a little story about being emulsified.
Yeah.
It goes something like this. Hey. Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah.
You know it's true.
Oh,
wow, wow, wow. I'm going crazy because I love my baby so. I never, never will I let her go. I squeeze me and hold me tight. And don't you know I get emulsified.
WGN Radio, I'm Molly James. So who was that? All right, the huge hit in Pittsburgh. Yeah, but what wasn't? All right, that's probably not the standard we should be basing things on. But nonetheless, 1961 on Epic, they put it out. It came out on OK a couple of years later. I don't think it went any better, but there you have it. Now, so all our bumpers are, of course, on Epic. And a rare group of Epic Records for sure, not exactly what you'd expect from the land of Bobby Vinton and Roy Hamilton, but there you go. All right, so Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only four could claim this. Four, I tell you, could claim what? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's see, Sharon in Little Rock's going to take some guesses. What do you think, Sharon?
Okay, they've traveled like from California to like Maine or, you know, along the
Oh, across the country? Coast. Oh, that's nice. It's not it, but that's very, very nice.
All right, well, they've traveled from one end of Arizona to the other end.
Nope. But if you think of something else, call me back.
Yeah, hey, I was going to tell you something too.
Yeah.
I listen to you all the time when I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But some nights when I can't sleep, I listen to the Kmart music thing. You know, where, remember when Kmart used to have music on all the time when you walked to the store?
Yeah.
That's what I listen to.
All right. Where are you finding that?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, why should I doubt it? All right. Do they interrupt it every now and then for a blue light special?
Sometimes, and sometimes they interrupt it for the commercials, you know, like they're having specials, like their film or...
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Summer stuff.
I love it. All right, good deal. Well, thanks. Talk to you soon. Call me again.
Okay, thank
All
you.
All right,
Beth.
Good deal. All right, the Kmart music jar. All right, you know, music of every form imaginable. I guess it's all on YouTube. Ruth and Gurney's going to take some guesses. All right, Ruth, what do you think?
I have a guess. Is it Arizona State Police officers that the study was done with?
Well, I don't know. Arizona Police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only four could claim this.
Saw a ghost.
No.
Okay.
I like that, though.
And that, I know, and I did ask for trivia on Carousel.
Oh, you did? It's not up here. All right, well, we'll find some.
On the movie.
Yeah, right. I understand. All right. So we'll see what we can do. It's not there. But that's all right. All right. So
how about one more question for your trivia question? Could it be an ET, a alien?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see what we can do as far as that. Well, let's see. How do I ask this? All right. The film was not successful at the box office, despite positive reviews. However, this offshoot, not a movie, something else, was a national bestseller.
From the movie Carousel?
Yep. And it's
Ghostbusters.
Not, no, it's not a movie. I'm saying it's not a movie. It has something to do with a movie that became a national bestseller.
Indirectly from the movie Carousel.
Yeah, or directly, or directly from the movie Carousel.
So it has a title, a book. Okay.
It's not
Can
a book.
Can I get a multiple choice?
No, there's no multiple choice on this.
Okay, it's not a book then.
Nope.
Is it a song?
Well, not a song, but you're on the right track.
Not a song, not a book, and it became a bestseller.
So, if it's a movie, and if there are songs involved, what would it be? Oh, Ruth, people are screaming at their radios right now.
For the answer, they all know it, huh?
Yeah, it's the soundtrack album.
Oh, the soundtrack album became a bestseller.
Right, and the film was a flop.
Wow, that's interesting. So no Academy Awards. One of my premonitions is to never go to Scottsdale. That goes back to the 1980s.
Okay.
I wander off to a Scottsdale shopping center. I got courageous and brave and thought I could test the collective whole. So I went over to a Scottsdale and picked up a keychain that played the song My Kind of Town.
Okay.
Chicago is.
Okay.
Well, okay, that's it for tonight.
All right,
that's
talk to you later.
Album.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
So, yes, the soundtrack album was a big hit. The movie wasn't. So how about that? All right, let's see. Oh, we're going to do radio trivia with Gary, one of my favorite things to do. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you?
Oh, hey, Raleigh. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I can't really complain. How about yourself?
Hanging in.
Okay, so let's see what we're going to do here. All right. Everybody knows, or should know, that California has the most amount of licensed FM radio stations, considering how big the state is. But what state has the fewest amount of licensed radio stations, FM? And this would be commercial and non-commercial.
Right. I'm thinking maybe Alaska.
Nice, but not right. A lot of non-com in Alaska. 41 stations in Delaware.
Oh, wow. I was going to go with either Alaska or Wyoming.
Yeah.
And both of those would have been wrong.
Right. It would have been Delaware. Only 41 of them. How about that?
And I bet Nick's heard all of them, too.
So. Yeah, undoubtedly. Yes, whether you want to or not. All right.
Yeah, you may not want to hear them all. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Well, always good to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Love doing radio trivia. All right. So let's... let's see. We're going to do Major League Baseball with John in Covington. How's it going tonight, John?
Good, thank you.
All right, so Major League Baseball, and I had a question just ready for you. Now, of course, I won't find it. All right, no, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. So you want 1960s MLB trivia.
Yeah, that's fine.
Which batting title winner had the highest season batting average in the decade? His batting title in 1961 came from him hitting 361. It would be the only time in his career that he batted over 300. In his career, he hit 377 home runs over his 17 seasons. So,
no play.
And he only played for one team the whole time.
I'm going to say Rod Carew.
Norm Cash of the Tigers.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay.
While I got you on the phone, you were talking about hemlock. Well, my brother and sister and I, my mom was 90 when she passed last year. Anyway, when we would act up at home, especially during summer vacation, she would threaten us with the phone, and my father's work number was hemlock 6732. She'd pick up the phone and say, hemlock 6732.
Yeah, that's funny. So hemlock was actually an exchange?
Yes,
Oh, that's great. I did not know that. Hemlock, okay.
So, and then the other thing I wanted to tell you real quick was you were talking about Johnny Dollar last week.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Anyway, I was listening to an episode over the weekend, and you know how in real life, our real life, there's Lloyd's of London?
Sure.
Okay, and Johnny Dollar episodes, and I've heard it more than once, their version of Lloyd's of London is Floyd's of England.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And
I wonder, they have a death insurance policy. They don't have a life insurance policy. That was the other thing, if you were listening to that show.
Oh, yeah. You're correct.
Yeah, a death insurance policy. I wouldn't have remembered Floyd, but I sure remember the idea of a death insurance policy. I thought that was great. So,
talk to you later. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah. I guess fewer people would buy them. But anyway, that's, yours truly, Johnny Dollar. All right. So, 888-876-5593. Let's see. Diane in Chicago is going to guess on our question. All right. What do you think, Diane?
Hi. I was thinking because of them being police, you would think that they would think in a very practical way. And that when you think of a hitchhiker, I would say that 4% of them, 96% of them, whatever, had no destination. In other words, when you're hitchhiking, where are you going? Do you have a destination? And I'll bet 96% did not.
That's fascinating. That's not the right answer, but I like your spirit. Great thinking. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
All right. Where are you going? Anywhere, that's fine. Yeah. Well, just cruise. Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up, and then we got your calls. Oh, dear. Marguerite wants carousel movie trivia. Well, I'll do my best. And Billy Bob and Bourbon A, 5x5, and he's got a request, of course. Laura in Willowbrook wants Oklahoma, and Naoto's got some guesses. All right, so we'll hear that, too, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? Yeah. Well-known, more well-known because of a relative, but nonetheless. Now, interestingly, that's a remake, and it's a remake of a Lloyd Price song, and Lloyd Price actually co-wrote it, and it was a wonderful record. Now, that's the slowed-down version. You just heard the female, but Lloyd Price, and it was the flip side of Personality, by the way. It was a great little record, and here was the way he did it.
Have you ever had the blues?
So that was the preferred version as far as I'm concerned, but we're not asking that. We're asking who was the female. And yes, famous relative for sure. Although she did some stuff in her own right. No slouch there either. All right, so we're talking about Carousel, and we're talking about Oklahoma. The movies have something in common, as you probably know. We'll leave that for another time and talk to Laura from Willowbrook. So how's it going tonight, Laura?
Oh, it's going great. And of course, it wasn't my question, and of course I knew the answer to Carousel.
Yeah, so, good for you. Well, you'll know this as well. You ready?
I hope so. I'm ready, Raleigh.
What is the name of the story that Oklahoma is based on?
Oh, I think I know this. Okay, let me breathe and think a minute just to make sure I don't answer too fast.
Yeah, the author was Lynn Riggs.
Okay. Possibly, is it How Green Grow the Lilacs?
Absolutely. Green Grow the Lilacs. You're 100%
yes.
Right. All right.
Yes.
Hang on. Don't go away.
Will do.
All right. So that's absolutely right. Green Grow the Lilacs. All right. We're going to do 5x5 with Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. And we're going to do Carousel Trivia with Marguerite in Chicago. And Naoto's got some guesses, which is good. We have a question, as you probably know. Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 could claim this. Claim what? Yeah, the other 96 could not. All right, so what is it the 4 could claim? So that's our question. If you don't get it right today, it becomes the straggler for next week because we will hold things over for 1 week only. So that would be the case there. We'll have two more bumper stumpers, and they are going to be, of course, on Epic since that's the theme. One from 1962 and then one from 1957. Absolutely fine. And other than that, you can answer any of my stuff, like Marguerite's going to. No, Marguerite actually is doing Carousel. It's Naoto who's going to try for answering ours. And we'll see how he does with that. So after the news, we will reconvene with another bumper stumper. Well-known guy, in fact, more well-known for his Motown time period than when he was on Epic or any other labels. But we'll see how you do coming up on WGN Radio.
Every step I take, I'm walking with my head in the sky. Oh, every breath I take, it seems to be a wonderful sight. Let's
me. And now I don't know what I can do. I wanna whisper so sweetly, yeah, that I love you, I do. Come.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, one of the most underrated guys to come out of Detroit as far as that goes. He was involved with early Motown, but about 1962 or so, he had a disagreement with Berry Gordy and left. And he worked with so many of the acts and wrote stuff and produced stuff and some terrific stuff as far as that goes. And Berry Gordy never even mentioned again. And then he signed with Epic and had about four singles or so, and that was one of them. So he also was a session player for Rick Tick and other Golden World, obviously, and other labels like that. So and of course during the Rick Tick period, worked with Edwin Starr and J.J. Barnes and Jamo Thomas. Yeah, he co-wrote "I Spy for the FBI." So who is it? All right, 888-876-5593. Also co-wrote "With This Ring" for the Platters. All right, so that is the deal. And sadly, no longer with us. Died in 2008. Too early, that's for sure. All right, so there's your bumper stumpers. And Bob in Dearborn, of a Stan in Dearborn, I believe, knows exactly who this is. So who was it?
Oh, Raleigh, it's Richard Popcorn Wiley.
Absolutely right.
And I should have waited a little bit longer. He played some great epic songs there, the Keystoners, and I forget a couple that were back there.
Yeah, the Sophomores. But, no one else is going to guess Charades, that's for sure.
Yeah, Charades and Sophomores, right,
yeah. And Rex Garvin with Emulsified.
Yeah, the Mighty Cravers.
Right, that's absolutely right.
Quite a difference in tunes that you picked out on Epic, that's for sure.
Well, that's why I did it, because you normally think about, you know, Epic like Roy Hamilton, and I thought, okay, well, we can show the other side of Epic tonight.
Yeah, a lot of pop stuff,
Yeah. But Popcorn Wiley was so good, and, literally, Berry Gordy never even mentioned him, and he was so influential in the very early years.
Yeah, he had a version of Money.
Yes, of course he did. Absolutely. And
we had the pleasure of meeting him one time, my wife and I, at one of the Contours, when the Contours got their gold record.
Oh, yeah.
Do You Love Me After the movie?
Yeah.
And we were at a radio kind of party with the Contours performing, and so we got to sit with Richard Popcorn Wiley.
Oh, that's neat. That's really neat. He did so many things, and I think my the Contours, two things I love. Of course, I adore. First, I look at the purse because the lyrics are so good. But That Day When She Needed Me, which was a flip side, I thought was a tremendous record, and they never
My wife Abby's favorite.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Absolutely. She got good taste. You betcha.
Yeah, we had the pleasure of, meeting the Contours and kind of hanging around with them a little bit and seeing them at concerts in Cleveland. And we got to go backstage with them and stuff like that.
Room
and talk to them. So we had kind of a relationship there with a couple of the Contours when they did the comeback,
Right. Right. And, exactly. Well, neat. Absolutely neat. All right. So
Richard Popcorn Wiley, I had to just call back because
I know. And do you know where he got his nickname?
Popcorn. Where did he get that nickname? No, I don't think so.
It was
while
he was in high school. He went to Northwestern High, and he played football, and he had the habit of quickly popping out of the huddle, like right away. And so they called him Popcorn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed at all the music and the trivia that you that you know, and I'm really impressed.
Utterly useless information, could not be used anywhere but this.
That's my call. That's what I know.
Good deal. I'm so glad you called back. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Nice
to talk
to you. Bye-bye.
Likewise. All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loved him and never got his due. And some nice stuff. And while he was doing all that A&R work on Motown, he was really the first A&R guy and did that 62 tour and all that. But he also had some records that came out of Motown. They Say was probably my favorite of that group. All right. So Marguerite called back. We're going to do Carousel movie trivia. So how's it going, Marguerite?
I'm good. Thank you, Raleigh, for taking my call again.
Always.
Okay, and I could have guessed the album because I have it.
Ah.
Being that I was in the play when I was in high school,
uh-huh.
Chicago used to have an all-city high school theatrical troupe.
Yeah.
And they did Carousel its second year of existence, 1973-74 school year.
Okay.
So I bought the album,
okay.
which was the recording of from the movie.
Right.
Yeah, I know they did the stage play first.
Yeah.
And then movie. So I'll take a guess at that. And then I'd like to try the trivia question again, too, please. Thank you.
Okay, so a Carousel question. It's about the movie. While still in heaven, Billy was allowed to see his daughter on Earth and watch what she was doing. When he first saw her, where was she? And I'll tell you what
the snow kids were bothering her. I know he attended her eighth grade graduation, but he was trying to give her some advice when the snow children were teasing her, you know, making fun of her. Because she didn't have a father.
Yeah, good enough. She was running around like a free spirit on the beach, and she was very happy until the snow kids came along and laughed at her. So for knowing that, I'll consider that a win.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
So what do you got a request as well?
I was going to try guessing some of the trivia questions.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, that'd be wonderful. Absolutely. All right. Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers and found that only 4 could claim this. Claim what?
That they were college graduates.
Nope.
That they'd never been, that they had, that they never, that they didn't have an arrest record?
Yes.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
I knew it had to be something to do with the law with the Arizona State Troopers, knowing something about them like that. Yeah.
So they were the only 4 hadn't been in some kind of trouble with the law. 84 had arrest records, 12 were runaways, and the runaways were largely like enlisted servicemen without leave and underage kids. Only 4 had crystal clean records. So, good enough. Absolutely. You're a winner.
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so that's pretty good. That's it. Only 4 had clean records. That's right. All the other hitchhikers, 96 of them, had arrest records, were runaways, AWOL from the service, and underage kids. So that was the deal. So we need another question. Late in the game, but it's all right if you don't get it tonight. That's why we have next Monday night, obviously. And it replays on Friday, as you probably know. So, all right. This is commonly thought to be a leading cause of slip and fall accidents. But a study of emergencies showed that no one had ever appeared with an injury due to it. So this was considered to be a leading cause, and it turned out no one ever had that injury. What was the leading thought to be the leading cause of slip and fall that actually no one had an injury? All right, we'll let you think about that. In the meantime, we got Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. How's it going, Billy Bob?
Hey, 50th time barrier here.
Indeed.
Thanks for playing the teaser for me the other night, too.
Did you like it?
Yeah, you said you couldn't remember who called that one in.
Well, I'm glad it was you. Glad you liked it.
And then for that quiz question, or the bumper stumpers, I'm going to say the theme is their parlor song, parlor game song.
No, we already know it. No, the theme was they're all on Epic Records. We know the theme.
Oh, they got it already.
Yeah, it sure did.
How about the ones with the feet? The hitchhikers, I'll say that 4 out of 100 have blisterproof feet.
No, 4 out of 100 do not have arrest records.
Oh, they answered that one too.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Then 2 requests, and then I'll let you get the quiz. Have you ever heard Rings by Cimarron?
Of course.
And Sweet City Woman by the Stampeders. If you want to do one of those, that'd be great.
Okay, writing it down. Okay.
And I'm dumb chirping.
All right, let's see. Billy Bob. All right, I'll try to remember this. I'll remember the songs. I'll try to remember it was you who requested them.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so Billy Bob and Bourbonnais. All right, so Ring, Cimarron, and Sweet City Woman. All right, early 70s we're talking there. All right, so we're going to do World War II, don't you know? But Naoto in Japan, ooh, he had some guesses. So, ooh, I hope that Clean Arrest Records wasn't one of them, Naoto. Sorry we didn't get there earlier. All right, but I appreciate you trying. So maybe you'll think of this next one. And commonly thought to be a leading cause of slip and fall accidents, but it's never actually happened. What would that be? All right, Bob in Chicago is going to take a guess. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Raleigh. Yeah, okay, so the question, it just occurred to me, just popped into my mind when you proposed it, a banana peel.
You're absolutely right, slipping on a banana peel. Yes, contrary to what cartoonists have drawn for centuries, or at least decades, no one has ever shown up in the hospital with a slip and fall due to a banana peel.
The
never happened.
Day.
Yeah. All right, so you're a winner. I'll have to come up with another question. All right, hang on, don't go away. Pretty good. All right, one bumper stumper coming up. By the way, I'm going to assume you're not going to get the last one, which is Irma Franklin. That was Aretha's sister. Yeah. All right, and we just know second to last one. The last one was Popcorn Wiley that we talked about. So the final one, well-known group, coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
If you ever go to a session or dance, and you want the sax man to prance, when the band starts swinging, get the crowd to join in singing. Go, 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 turn him on, man. Go, 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 make him blow, man. Go, go, go with the beat, man. Go, 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 watch him go, man. Go, 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 that's a swinging phrase.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, one of the most influential early rock and roll groups, yeah, and R&B as well. So who are they? 888-876-5593. And I'll tell you more about them here in a moment before the end of the show. And we'll identify anything else that hadn't been revealed. But James on the South Side, welcome back to WGN Radio. How are you, James?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, I had a little busy day, so I got in late.
Well, that's all right. Never too late to talk about World War II. So, what was the code name for the Battle of Okinawa?
Okay. I'm going to say, I'm going to say it's not, I don't think it's Operation Banzai, I don't think.
It's not.
It's, I think it is Operation, wait a minute, oh, Operation,
Now, I thought you'd get this right away.
Oh, goodness, okay.
You'll kick yourself when you hear what it is.
It's not Operation Fist. It's not Operation Quick Strike, and it's not. I know it's. I'm trying to think.
All right, give up. It was Operation Iceberg.
Yeah, okay.
200,000 U.S. service members. 200,000. And 49,000 Americans died, and it was sad all the way around. But, yeah, the Battle of Okinawa, crucial turning point in the Pacific.
Yeah.
So, yes, Operation Iceberg.
I said, no, it's okay, and I couldn't quite think of the name of it. Oh, yeah.
And the reason they called it Operation Iceberg, because clearly there weren't any icebergs, was the Allied amphibious assault was seen as large and powerful and hidden, much like an iceberg.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay,
you
thanks.
Take care.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, it was a major, major battle, obviously, fought on the island of Okinawa. So let's talk about happier times. Yes, epic records in the 50s and 60s. The records they didn't brag about, but maybe should have. We had started it off with the Concords, Should I Cry? Loved that. Andrea Carroll, Please Don't Talk to the Lifeguard. Dawn and the Good Times, I Could Be So Loving You. The Poppies did He's Ready in 1966. The Keystoners did Magic Kiss 10 years earlier in 1956. The Sophomores did Charades in 1957. Rex Garvin did Emulsified in 1961. Irma Franklin did Have You Ever Had the Blues in 1963. Though I liked Lloyd Price's version a lot better. Richard Popcorn Wiley, Come to Me, 1962 on Epic. Yeah, right after he and Barry Gordy had a falling out. I say right after. I think he actually had two records on Epic before that one. And it was the Traineers doing Go, Go, Go in 1957. And the Traineers, they were twin boys. They were born in like 1919. And so they were active in the 40s, obviously, and precursors to rock and roll. They were in the Alan Freed movies. And, yeah, I think Go, Go, Go might have actually been in one of them. But they're said to have been the influence for Bill Haley and the Comets, which wouldn't surprise me in the least as far as that goes. Some of their stuff was downright funny. I mean, intentionally. And yeah, I know some of the stuff is downright funny and it wasn't intentionally, but the Traineers were a very big deal. And, you know, today they're like, who the hell are the Traineers, unfortunately? And like I said, identical twins. It was Cliff and Claude, and they were the Traineer twins, but then they wound up as a group, and like I say, probably known by most people because of those Alan Freed movies, even though they really were around from that period of swing on, and most of their stuff had a nice backbeat, and records like It Rocks, It Rolls, It Swings, and all that kind of stuff. So good stuff as far as that goes. Go, 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 which I played, was their only Billboard charter. Yeah. In fact, it reached number 10 on the R&B charts. And a number of their other stuff got, you know, a lot of play and a lot of reaction, but not chart action. So that's the deal. But like I say, they were considered as the influence for many people, including Bill Haley. But yeah, The Girl Can't Help It, they were in that. And Don't Knock the Rock, they were in that. They were performing up to really after the turn of the century, like 2003, I think, was the last stuff. And in the past, we've played Say Hey, the Willie Mays song, which included some dialogue from Willie Mays, of course, and that was them as well on Say Hey. And that's on the Ken Burns documentary about baseball, actually. So the last I heard, there was one surviving member, Milt, and was appearing but I think he retired now about 2017, 2018, after 70 years. And that was appearing in Chicago until then. And so that's it. Sadly, Don Hill died, the saxophonist. That was about 3 or 4 years ago during the pandemic. He was 99 years old, though. So, yeah, the Traineers, check them out if you're not aware of them. They were pretty amazing. A lot of people comprised that group, besides the twins, truly. Family members and others, to say the least. On a number of labels as well, including OK, of course, and Epic, and Mercury, and Brunswick, and RCA, and on and on and on. So a lot of stuff. All right. So that pretty much will be a wrap for Monday Night Trivia this week. Oh, our questions. 1 out of 5 adults do this every day. They skip breakfast. And Arizona police studied 100 hitchhikers, found only four could claim that they didn't have arrest records. Yeah, so that's it. Now we have, the commonly thought to be a leading cause of slip and fall, slipping on a banana peel. No one's ever done it. So that means next week we'll start with a fresh question. So I think I already know what it's going to be. We'll see. A lot could change between now and then, of course. Tomorrow night, full show, 10 p.m. Central, 10 to 1. So attendance will be taken and your calls will be mandatory. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to come and get you. Yeah, it was a little slow tonight, so work on that, would you? So until then, we thank Bob for keeping us on the air. Couldn't have done it without Bob. He keeps me in line beautifully. And John, who screens your calls. But above all, those of you who did call, greatly appreciated. Looking forward to hearing from you again tomorrow. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.